It's no coincidence this is a used furniture warehouse. I enter with you and become a mirror. Mirrors are the perfect lovers. That's it. Carry me up the stairs by the edges. Don't drop me. That would be bad luck. Throw me on the bed, reflecting side up. Fall into me. It will be your own mouth you hit, firm and glassy. Your own eyes you find you are up against, closed, closed. There is more to a mirror than you looking at your full-length body, flawless but reversed. There is more than this dead blue oblong eye turned outwards to you. Think about the frame. The frame is carved. It is important. It exists. It does not reflect you. It does not recede and recede. It has limits and reflections of its own. There's a nail in the back to hang it with. There are several nails. Think about the nails. Pay attention to the nail marks in the wood. They are important, too. Don't assume it is passive or easy, this clarity with which I give you yourself. Consider what restraint it takes. Breath withheld, no anger or joy disturbing the surface of the ice. You are suspended in me, beautiful and frozen. I preserve you, in me you are safe. It is not a trick either, it is a craft. Mirrors are crafty. I wanted to stop this life flattened against the wall, mute and devoid of color, built of pure light. This life of vision only, split and remote, a lucid impasse. I confess, this is not a mirror, it is a door I am trapped behind. I wanted you to see me here, say the releasing word, whatever that may be, open the wall. Instead you stand in front of me, combing your hair. You don't like these metaphors, all right. Perhaps I am not a mirror. Perhaps I am a pool. Think about pools.